Let us at this time turn our attention to the Word of God. Deacon Howard Gavin shall come this morning and minister to us from the grace contract. That's where all this glorious information has been placed. Essence of who we are and the essence of what our lives really are about. Amen. True essence of living and existing. Let us receive Deacon Howard Gavin right now and the gospel of the grace of God. Very hearty. Amen.
Hallelujah. We say praise God for us being here today. Praise Him for His grace, His goodness. And we thank Him for His precious word. Now, before we even get moving or anything, let us approach the throne of grace that we might obtain help in the time of this need. Blessed and eternal God, our Father, Lord, we again thank You for being in Your presence, Lord, in worship and praise, and Lord God, in fellowship. We thank You, God, for being with us. Thank You, Lord God, for Your precious word that You've left on record for us, informing us, O God, of what we have and who we are. We thank You, Lord God, for Your people, not just here, but everywhere. And we pray, God, that Your word of grace will go forward unto them, wheresoever they be, as You have decreed it for this moment in the scope of time. And Lord, as You have ordained it from eternity. Now bless us each to receive, O God, that which You have determined, and to the extent each of us in our course, which You have determined in that. We thank and praise You in Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to turn with me to the book of Ephesians. I'm going to go back to where I was the time before last that I was before you, and deal with the subject matter that we dealt with then, of our prioritized eternal focus. Ephesians chapter 1, we're going to read verses 1 through 10. Matter of fact, we'll read verses 1 through 11. Ephesians chapter 1. Ellen William Nicholson is our designated reader. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. And we are going to deal particularly and specifically with verses 3 and 4, which is our intent. But the Lord's will is done. If you have it in your Bibles, let's say amen. All right, I guess that's enough amens, Ella. Ella, if you will, begin reading from Ephesians chapter 1, King James Version, be fine, verses 1 through 11.
Ephesians 1, chapter 1, Ephesians.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
By the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Now notice that saying, faithful in Christ Jesus. We are not faithful in ourselves. Anytime you see in Christ Jesus, is not speaking in physicality or our physical abode, but our eternal abode. In Christ Jesus is where we abide. In actuality. All right. Verse 2.
Grace be to you.
Uh-huh.
And peace.
Uh-huh.
From God, our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Read.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
Who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in in heavenly places in Christ.
A mouthful was said then, even from the King James Version. All right, read.
According as he has chosen us in
him. Oh, hallelujah.
Before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
We'll straighten that we should be out as we go along. Verse 5.
Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
Yes.
To the praise of the glory of his grace.
Of his grace.
Wherein he had made us accepted in the beloved.
All this was done. Our adoption as children to himself, according to the good pledge of his will. And that being to the praise of the glory of his grace. It's all about God's grace, saints. And having been accepted in the beloved. All these are God's eternal workings. Everything is already done. It's already been accomplished in eternality. And what we see now going on is manifestation in the created entity of time for testimony only. Amen. It's finished. It's done. All of God's workings are complete. He is just doing like we were talking about in the Sunday school, in the movie, showing it unto creation and creatures. But it's complete. It's finished. All right, read on, Elder.
In whom we have redemption through his blood.
Yes.
And forgiveness of sins.
Oh, my God.
According to the riches of his grace.
It would have to be by grace. It would have to be by grace. None is good enough to merit God's righteousness and eternal life. It has to be. Has to be. By his grace. No other way. Come on, Elder.
Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence.
You ain't got to worry about a thing. He hath abounded toward us. Eternal workings. He has already, he knew we were going to mess up a lot. He hath already abounded toward us in wisdom and prudence. Read, Elder.
Having made known unto us. Mystery of his will.
Also finished, done, aorist tense. He had already determined that we would know the mystery of his will, not all absolute, but designated ones. We just praise God that he has caused and determined us to know. Don't fret. Others may not be manifested yet whom God has determined to know. So we don't have to fret. But we just move. And we share as the Lord give opportunity and gives unction to us. Go ahead, Elder.
According to his good pleasure.
His good pleasure.
Which he hath purposed in himself. That in the dispensation of the fullness of time. He might gather together in one all things in Christ. Both which are in heaven. And which are on earth. Earth, even in him.
The gathering, go ahead, finish, Ellen. It's done. It's done. It's done. The gathering together is done. You see, what we shall witness and experience is manifestation. But it was all done in eternity in God's decree, as everything else. Verse 11.
In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will.
That obtaining an inheritance is in the aorist tense and in the passive voice. It's not something we got. We didn't go up and obtain it by getting it. It was already finished in eternity. And the passive voice speaks to the fact doubly that we didn't do it. Now, again, we want to speak to you from this topic. Our prioritized eternal focusing in the grace dispensation and covenant. Our prioritized that which is first, that which we put the most stock in, that which is foremost. I prioritize eternal focusing primarily on eternality over time. Now, we got the word focus or focusing. It is the center or the central point of attraction. You ever been attracted to something or someone? They be the center of your attraction. But I prioritize focusing, eternal focusing, in the grace dispensation and covenant. It, in focusing, it is the central point of attraction. It is the central point of attention. It is the central point of interest and of activity and so forth. So I prioritize eternal focusing in the grace dispensation and covenant. Or, why grace and why spirituality over physicality? We are in the grace dispensation. Many don't believe it. Many it had not been revealed to. But we are in the grace dispensation. A dispensation is a house rule or an administration. It's likened to our local and statewide and national administrations. In Washington, the Obama administration. In Lansing, what's our governor's name? Snyder administration. And in Detroit, amen, anyway, we are under the Bing administration. All right. So it's the administration or the house rule. And God deal with his beloved in the created and has dealt in the created entity of time with his beloved dispensationally. And in every dispensation, there is a covenant or a contract that goes with that dispensation, and good news that also accompanies in that dispensation. The good news don't move around. The covenant or contract don't move around from dispensation to dispensation. Listen, that which should only be preached, oh yes, that's just what we said, that which should only be preached, taught, introduced as directives to God's people today, that is members of the body of Christ, the church, referencing Colossians 1:18, you will see that phrase, members of his body, the church, can only be gleaned through careful study and exegesis of the mystery. That which should only be preached, taught, introduced to God's people as directives. We spoke last time what directives were. It is orders and instructions telling us who we are, what we have, where to go, what's ours, when, what to look for, what to expect, etc. Our directives are in the grace dispensation and covenant. There are, in our Bible, in the book of Genesis, four dispensations in which God deals with his elect. There are four of them. Adam is the head over two, innocence and conscience. They are not akin to the grace dispensations. They had conditional covenants. In other words, God told Adam, you may eat of every tree in the garden, but the one that's in the middle of the garden, in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. There were conditions placed on that covenant. It was a bilateral covenant. The next one, the third one, is a unilateral covenant that God made with his elect Noah, his chosen Noah. It was unilateral. God told him, say, I'm going to destroy the world, make a boat. And when Noah built the boat, the Lord determined who would come in. Noah, his wife, his three sons, and their wife. It was a unilateral covenant. And the Lord shut them in and protected them. Next, we have another unilateral covenant in the book of Genesis. It was promise. And that was under Abraham, the Abrahamic promise. God told Abraham, say, come out of your land, the land of your nativity, unto a land that I will show you. And Abraham followed the Lord in faith. Now, don't get that last verse, I think, in Galatians chapter 1, about the promise of Abraham. That is not our promise. God dealt with Abraham according to promise, and Abraham exercised faith that God gave him, just like the Lord have to give us faith. The only faithful one is Christ Jesus our Lord. We have to be given faith. Sometimes we exhibit faith, and other times we exhibit doubt. It depends on whether the Lord overrules our depravity or not. Then the next dispensation was law, the old covenant. Moses was the head of that dispensation. And the contract or covenant was unilateral. Israel had to do their part, and God did his part under the law. The next dispensation that we come with is kingdom. The kingdom was introduced by John the Baptist. Our Lord Jesus came preaching the gospel of the kingdom. But Israel rejected her king, so the kingdom or the domain was put on hold to be resurrected again. And that will be a unilateral, in other words, all the incumbency God placed on himself according to Jeremiah 31:31. You can read it through the 34th verse. Amen. It will be unilateral. But now we are in and under the grace dispensation, the grace gospel, and the grace contract or covenant. That's what we are under right now. Our directives for the last 2,000 years are according, I don't care what's been preached, scripturally, our directives come from the Great Covenant.
Yes.
The volume of truth that was given through revelation by the glorified Lord Jesus Christ, get this word, exclusively. Exclusively, not to Paul and Peter and this one and that one, but exclusively through revelation unto the Apostle Paul, his chosen vessel. That time he was Saul of Tarsus, who later became identified as the Apostle Paul, the head of the grace dispensation, involving and including the grace covenant, contract, or testament. Don't let those words throw you. They all mean the same thing. Our basic Bible is divided in two divisions, Old Testament and New Testament. But actually, there are seven different covenants, contracts, or testament. The grace gospel, or good news, and the constituency, us, of the grace dispensation and contract or covenant, the church, members of Christ's spiritual body. We are not Israel in any way. We are not under the covenant of human government that Noah was under, nor of innocence and conscience that Adam was under. Nor are we under the kingdom dispensation that the 12 apostles of Jesus Christ are under, which is on hold now, but that covenant will be resurrected. And according to 2 Samuel chapter 7, a son of David, the Lord Jesus Christ, will reign over Israel in the kingdom. All of the Bible is true. But in this dispensation, the grace dispensation, our directives, our orders, our instruction, our gospel, our truth for the church, which is his body, not the church in the wilderness, as Israel was, but we are members of Christ's own body. It informs us, our gospel, our directives, the grace covenant, the grace gospel as given to the Apostle Paul in 14 epistles, Romans through Hebrews. It informs us. It points us. It focuses us, calls us to center and focus on. In prioritizing the eternal, spiritual, unseen, over the everyday in time and in physicality seen things of our manifested life in time on the earth. These are the dilemmas that focusing on time and in physicality rather than prioritizing our focus on what the grace dispensational and covenantal teachings informed us of. Here's what we have, looking around instead of into God's word, which calls us to look up and view things eternally. These are the dilemmas. What you going to do? Where you going to go? How do I make it? Can I make it? What next? Here we go again. And God's people are heavy into this one. Will I make it in? How can I be sure? I'm scared. I'm tired. I can't take it anymore. It's useless. I give up. In this temporary sphere of time, those are the dilemmas that plague God's people, much like the world. As opposed to, focusing on the eternal in the grace dispensation and covenantal scriptures, which is our gospel. It focuses us on not the temporary, but the eternal.
Amen.
Not the vanishing away, but the lasting.
Amen.
Not the short run, but the eternal run.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, again with me, we're going to begin at verse 2 of Ephesians chapter 1. I love this. This statement is in 13 of Paul's 14 epistles. It's no accident that the Lord Jesus gave Paul this to write to us. No accident. Said grace to you. You're in the grace dispensation. Grace means no merit, kindness, goodwill, blessing and graciousness. Grace to you and peace from God, by means of God, and also because of God. Peace, harmony. The Lord has no beef with his beloved. From God, Father of us, and even Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3, blessed or high praise the God and Father of the Lord of us. Now I noticed something about Paul in this one. The word us, Paul put it in the first person plural. Up above, when he said grace to you, it was the second person plural. But Paul is also a member of the body of Christ. He is also a recipient in the grace contract and covenant. So he fits right in with the saints in putting it us. All of us. And Paul would say, including me. Blessed the God and Father of the Lord of us, Jesus Christ, having blessed us, already blessed us. God is not doing stuff like we do, day in and day out, moving along. Everything that God has created is already finished. Every event, every circumstance, every problem, everything regarding creation, whether you see it or don't see it, everything, even the stuff they found by smashing the atom, was already done. It was there. They just realized it. It's like sort of like Columbus discovering America. America was already there. Columbus didn't realize until he fell upon it. Hallelujah. Everything regarding your life, your temporary, in flesh, in time, existence, temporary existence, is already done. All these aorist tenses means a completed action, not a began action, but a completed action. Everything regarding you, your plight, your course that God has assigned specifically to you is already done. It's finished. So, when we encounter the reverses things, now let me start with the good stuff. When we encounter what we determine good for us, oh, I like this, say, thank you, Lord. Even so, according to your will. That's easy, isn't it? That is already finished. God has already determined that in your course, in time. Now, when we encounter the reversive things, the horrifying things, same principle. Lord, according to your will, not what is this, but what is this for? You just bought your car like I did last year. 1 month, I got rear-ended with $17,000 worth of damage. The Lord sustained me. I didn't get out. He calls me not to get out howling and carrying on. Lord, according to your will. According to your will. Praise him. He has already blessed us. It's an aorist tense. And it's singular. He has already blessed us in each and every. Those are also singular. In each and every blessing, singular, spiritual, singular, speaking of eternality, our eternal abode where there is no change. Everything is There's no sequencing from this blessing to that blessing to the next blessing, or from this joy to the next joy or the next joy. Everything is complete in eternality. We are completely blessed. We are in the highest place imaginable or even unimaginable. We are members of Christ's body. There is nothing higher. There is nothing more to reach for or grab. It's not like the Supreme Court decision a couple of weeks ago when it didn't come out the way some wanted. They wanted to appeal. Appeal to who? You went to the highest court. We're in. We were always in. Each and every blessing spiritual in the heavens. And the heavenlies are in Christ. Our focusing ought to be in eternality, not in physicality. Else we get caught up in the dilemmas. What next? What now? How am I going to get out of this? Oh my God, you got to be kidding me. And like the proverbial dog chasing his tail. But in eternal focusing, prioritizing in eternality, whatever come upon us, Lord, according to your will. It can't happen except God has created it and determined it for our functioning, either in our individual lives or it to come upon us. It can't except God has determined it. It can't even come your way. Our focusing is to be eternal. Elder, get me. We got to know who we are and where we are. And we can only know that through the grace dispensation and covenantal scriptures. We can only know it. Else we'll be looking for something around some mountain. Elder, get me Philippians 3:20. We went there before. Philippians 3:20. I want you to read everything now, Elder. I want you to read from the interlineal Greek text. We got to know where our true abode is. Everything here is temporary. Everything in physicality, everything as we had mentioned in Sunday school, that we are involved with, that we are engaged in, that we are seeking after. Now listen, the key word here, as you oftentimes hear, is priority. You got a job, go to it. If you don't have one, look for one. When you get paid, pay your bills. Take care of business. Even the scriptures tell us, and this is for older ones, a man that does not take care of those of his own household, he's worse than an infidel, which is an unbeliever. I know some of you younger don't have families yet, but take care of business. You need your little necessities, take care of business when you get your job. But we are talking about our prioritized focusing. If you meet Mr. Right or Miss Right, it's going to be temporary. If you land that six-figure gig, it's going to be temporary. Nowadays, it's mostly four figures. Yes. Five figures. Hallelujah. Whatever we encounter, it's temporary because we will be out of here manifested where we always were eventually. Our true existence, our actualized existence, that which is real, that which is not temporary or fading away. Our actualized existence is spiritual, not physical. We were place in time, in a body, in physicality, for testimonial purpose of God. Elder, we think this is it, but this is not it. Read us Philippians 3:20.
Philippians 3:20.
Of us.
For the citizenship in heavens.
The citizenship of us. is in the heavenlies. And according to Ephesians, the heavenlies are in Christ Jesus. Our citizenship is in the heavenlies. This information was put in the grace covenant to inform us where we truly belong. We've just been manifested here in flesh with a sinful nature for a time for God's testimony. Then we'll be out of here in consciousness. This body will stay, and we're out of here in our consciousness, and we'll be like Paul was when he was out of his senses. He saw things. He saw them. But when he gained earthly consciousness back, see, smell, hear, and sight, he couldn't articulate them in anything on this side in physicality. But when he was taken up to the third heavens, when he was out of his physical senses, he saw them. And they were glorious. Yeah. Finish reading that, Ella. For start at the beginning again.
Of us. For the citizenship in heaven.
For the citizenship in heaven or in the heavenlies. Yes?
Is from where also. A Savior.
Amen. One. Christ.
We await Lord Jesus Christ,
and that's in the passive voice. Everything regarding us, God has to enable it. That's good. Let me say that again. Everything that's good regarding us, God has to enable it. You have been given, and I have been given, and all humanity have been given a sinful nature. A nature dictates what you do, how you act, how much you do it. And we've been given a depraved nature. So when good is manifested through us, God overrules our sinful nature and calls us to do that which we wouldn't otherwise do. We would do what our nature leads us to do. But God overrules. So who do the praise and the glory go to? God. It goes to God. Our citizenship is in the heavenlies, in Christ Jesus. We are just abiding here for a little while. We are heavenly citizens, and our actualized state is not physicality, it's spirituality.
Amen.
Now go over in Genesis and get that information. It's not there. Go in Revelation and get that information. It's not there. Go in Matthew where the Lord preached. Go inside the Sermon on the Mount and get that information. It's not there.
Amen.
Our Lord preached the kingdom gospel or the gospel of the kingdom, the rule of the heavenlies over the earth, earthly kingdom. We are members of Christ's body.
Amen.
We are not earthlings in the traditional, usual sense.
Amen.
We're not earthlings in any sense. Let something happen to this earth and see where our conscience awakens. In the heavenlies, in Christ Jesus. Now, if it's not true, like someone before me said, let's just rip it out. Our abode, our secure abode, our eternal abode, not just this temporary end time stuff. We operate while we're here. We do what we can as we are enabled until we are out of here, manifested where we always were. Only our conscience is in time for time. That's it. Our conscience is here. Elder, get me Colossians chapter 3, interlinear Greek text. Colossians chapter 3. I'm going to attempt verses 1 through 5, so I'm going to have to cut my comment short. Since we are not from here, as we've just read, our focus of affection should not be here. You know what affection is. Stuff that affects us. Stuff that affects us. Our focus of affection should not be here. But I know you don't believe me. We're going to let the word talk.
Amen.
You don't know what I just saw, Deacon Gavin. Or you don't know what's waiting on me. Or you don't know what I got or got hold to. Let's let the word of God talk. He reading from Colossians, interlinear Greek text, begin Colossians chapter 3, begin verse 1, Elder.
If therefore ye were created,
or since therefore ye were, since. Read on.
If therefore ye were co-raised with Christ.
That's the aorist tense in the passive voice. Since. It's over. It's finished. It's a completed action. Aorist, indicative, and the passive voice. It happened to us. Since. It's done. So it's since. Ye were what, Elder?
Co-raised
with Christ. Where did the scriptures just tell us we are in the heavenlies? We're blessed with each and every spiritual in the heavenlies in Christ. Now, since we were co-raised with Christ, what?
The things above.
The things where?
The things above seek.
You know what seek means. Seek don't mean just glance. Seek means search out, study, attention focus. Seek, since we were co-raised with Christ, the things above seek. What else?
Where Christ is at the right hand of God sitting.
Verse 2, interlineal.
The things above mind ye.
The things above mind ye. I know you got to go to work in the morning. I know you got to pay your bills. I know the neighbor getting on your nerve. Deal with these things, tend to these things, but from the heavenly perspective, don't stop seeking, focusing, setting our affection on above things. It'll hold us steady. No matter what happened November 6th. Just like everybody was thrown back 2 weeks ago. Both sides. Thrown back. Those that were for it and those that were against it. 2 weeks ago, and you know what I'm talking about. The people that wear the black robes. 9 of them. Read, Ellis. Read that verse again. Start with verse 2.
The things above.
Yes.
Mind ye.
Mind ye.
Not things on the earth.
You sure that say not? Yes, it does. Not the things on the earth. Deal with them in the functioning that God has assigned to us in our course. Deal with them. As the Lord gives you the ability and enablement and the resources, deal with them.
Yeah.
But the affection, the minding, the concentration, the center of focus is always in the heavenlies on Christ, in Christ, our eternal abode. Irregardless what come down the pike. Us older ones, we don't know if Social Security is going to always be there. I guess you young ones not even thinking it's going to be there. We don't know if pensions going to continue. We must still set our affections. There's some of us been living for years without an actual pension or Social Security. God is able, and if he has determined not to sustain us, again, his will is done. His will is done. We are set eternally. Whatever happens, whatever go down every day we step out our door, we set, we step out set.
Glory.
It's done. Elder, that's enough of that one. Turn with me now, Elder, to 2 Corinthians. I just want to prove scripturally from the grace dispensational covenantal scriptures. I just want to prove scripturally that our prioritized eternal focusing should be in the grace scriptures. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, begin the 15th verse, Elder. 2 Corinthians 4:15.
For all things are accounted for, counted of you.
You all heard that? For all things. The stuff we call good and the stuff that bugs us to death, so to speak. All things are for us.
You
God has determined. There is therefore, Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those being in Christ Jesus. Read it, Ellen. For all things,
mm-hmm. on account of you, in order that grace increase through the majority.
Hallelujah.
Of the majority.
That
majority,
the grace is manifestly increased because God has determined everything in eternity. The abundant grace, aorist tense, already done, completed action. Read, Ella.
The thanksgiving may cause to abound to the glory of God.
To whose glory?
To the glory of God.
That's why it's grace. If we could put a hand in it and get it moving, who you think gonna get the accolades? We would lavish ourselves with praise. But the glory is the Lord's in everything, in everything, in everything. The glory is His. Verse 16, Elder.
Wherefore we faint not.
Mm-hmm.
But if indeed the outward of us, man, is being disabled.
Mm-hmm. And it is.
Yet the inward man of us is being renewed.
Yes.
And by day.
The inward is being renewed. Me and Deacon Cutler was in the back speaking with Grant and Deshaun and just shaking our heads. Said, Lord, we remember when we were like you young brethren. The Lord has worked for you. But that's no more. The outward man is decaying. He's deteriorating. But the inward is renewed through knowledge that the Lord had given us through the knowledge. And verse 16, Elder.
Wherefore, we faint not.
We faint not.
But if indeed the outward of us, man, is being disabled.
And he is.
Yet the inward man of us is being renewed.
All right, now verse 17. Let's see where our focus, the focus of our assessment ought to be. This is the focus of our assessment, where it should be. Verse 17.
For the present lightness.
Anybody going through anything? You don't have to raise your hand. Anybody anticipating going through anything? Anybody just got through something? It makes no difference what it is. It does not make a difference how dire it was or is. It is light in comparison to what's coming up. For the what, Elder?
For the present lightness.
The present lightness of what?
Of the affliction.
Now, wait a minute. The present lightness of the affliction. That which sometimes crushes us. This is what afflictions do. That which press us, that which squeeze us, let alone rub us wrong, that which compress us, that which grieves us, that which distress us, and that which tries to break us. That's the affliction that he's talking about. For the present lightness of the affliction, what?
Excessively.
Excessively?
To to excess.
To excess.
An eternal weight of glory.
Oh Lord, one degree of praise and magnificence above the other, excessively to excess, one heaped upon the other. What they're doing?
An eternal weight of glory.
An eternal weight of glory. We're talking about eternity, spiritual. An eternal weight of glory. For who?
Works for us.
Us. And I guarantee you that's in the accusative case. Us. Us. And all the us's that are in the world that are watching or not watching. Verse 18.
Not while.
And we're going to close it out.
Not considering.
Not considering.
While we do not consider.
Mm-hmm.
Us the things being seen.
While we are not focusing or centering our attention on the things what?
Being seen.
The things being seen. The temporary physical things of time and in our lives. No matter what it is. No matter what it is. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Our families, everyone in here, I do not doubt, love their families to pieces. There are a couple of Isaacs in here. I got one, and Brother Marsha got one. We love those guys. We love them, all of our families. But nothing trumps our love for the Lord that He has put in our hearts. He is the preeminent one in everything and above everyone.
Amen.
Oh, we can get all wrapped up and caught up on our families now. That's why I brought that out. Christ is our life. And the same thing for each family member.
Man.
I don't care how good a mother or a father or a sister or a brother or a friend is. Christ is the preeminent one.
Man.
Read that verse 18 again, Elder.
Not considering. While we do not consider.
Mm-hmm.
Us the things being seen.
Us the things being seen. We don't prioritize them in our focusing. The things being seen. Everything being seen. Him, her, it, that, those, everything. Yes?
But the things not being seen.
Not being seen. Why?
For the things being seen.
All of them.
Are temporary.
All of it.
But the things not being seen.
The
are
spiritual.
Eternal.
That we can't see with the naked eye. With the eye while we're in physicality. It's eternal.
Amen.
It's ours. That's why he said. Praise God. That's why he said. Blessed the God and Father of the Lord of us. Jesus Christ, the one having blessed us in each and every blessing spiritual, now in the heavens, in Christ Jesus. This is also done. This is also finished. According as He chose us in Him before creation. You can't be good enough in time and in creation to merit God's righteousness and eternality in the body of Christ. You can't be good enough. You can't do enough because we assign the sin nature of depravity. According as He chose us before time, in Him, before creation of the world, being us then, holy or set apart. The choice set us apart or made us holy. Just Him choosing us. You said, saints, not only did He set us apart for Himself, we're faultless. Can you imagine that? Oh, excuse me. Can, Can I imagine that? I'm faultless. Rascal Nominus is faultless. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's why in the Sunday school, when Pastor looked at the grammatical Greek word in the context of Romans, Acts chapter 9, verse 1 said, Paul was a murderer.
Man.
A murderer. But he was an apostle, according to Galatians chapter 1, verse 16. He was an apostle.
Man.
By God's decree. He was an apostle before he ever in manifestation killed anybody. God chose that murderer in manifestation of his depravity to magnify his grace. And you going to tell me the stuff that you've done, you going to try to hold back in the wings? This man murdered Christians that call on the name of Jesus.
Man.
He didn't just go out murdering everybody. Hey, you come here. Bam. Well, they didn't have guns.
Man.
Not just anybody. He wanted to know where was the Jesus name being called and honored and worshipped.
Amen.
That's who he sought out to kill. From his mother's womb, he was an apostle.
Man.
And went through all kind of havoc. He was mad against the church. When he was talking, he probably was spewing out spittle. Mad against them.
Man.
An apostle that went through that.
Glory to God.
That's the magnified grace.
Man.
So whatever you got going on or had going on, come on in manifestation.
The worstest man in manifestation is saved by God's grace.
Man.
We smack dab in the dispensation of, we all in it, us all over us, grace.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Shall I continue in sin that grace may abound? No.
But you're going to need the Lord to overrule your depravity anyway.
Yeah.
There's no telling what we'll do.
We're faultless. We're not hiding. We're not jumping in the closet or carrying a cover over our head. We're faultless before Him or in the presence of Him in His love. Saints of God, we ought, we'll have to pray God that He enable us, that He calls us to focus on our eternal heritage and existence. It's all in the grace covenant and contractual scriptures. It's not in Exodus. Ours isn't. Not in Exodus or Genesis. We can go there to find God's blessing on His beloved in those dispensations, which encourage us, but our directives telling us who we are, what's ours, what we can expect, what we are, what we have, is in the grace covenantal scriptures, Romans through Hebrews, as given by the glorified highest authority, Lord Jesus Christ, unto the Apostle Paul. God bless you.
Amen. Hey.